The Israeli army says it has uncovered bomb-making equipment, a rocket-making factory, and explosives in two West Bank Palestinian refugee camps. Israeli troops pulled out of the Jenin refugee camp today, but they're still in the Balata camp near Nablus. In the past 3 days, some 24 Palestinians and two Israeli soldiers have been killed in the camps. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the Balata camp today, and he joins us now. Peter, the Israeli army says it wanted to send a message to the Palestinians that there's no safe haven for terrorists. Did it deliver that message effectively?
Well, the army believes it did, Korva. Colonel Aviv Kohavi, who's head of the paratroop brigade, said the raids confirmed his suspicion that the camps were used to arm Palestinian terrorists. He said they uncovered 7 explosive belts, those are the kind used sometimes by suicide bombers, and also a Qassam rocket factory with, he said, 1 rocket ready for launching and several others in production. The army also arrested several Palestinians, although the Palestinians in the Balata camp told me that most of the men most wanted by Israel had escaped before the troops began their house-to-house operations. I can tell you there were far more women than men in the parts of the camp that I was in today.
Peter, the army says that their strikes were not supposed to be aimed at Palestinian civilians, and the troops were instructed to avoid hurting civilians. Did they follow these instructions?
Well, I can tell you that I saw very heavy damage to a lot of houses. There was widespread evidence of the use of explosives. One planted in a car in a courtyard blew out the windows of several homes nearby. I went inside, and all day long, I think I must have seen 10 or 15 homes that had been virtually gutted. The families had similar stories. The sound of an explosion in the early morning hours, troops bursting in, rounding up all the people in a single room while the army occupied the building. And remember, these are extended Palestinian families, sometimes 20 or 30 people crammed into one room. Several families said their money and jewels had been taken. The army said on that point its instructions were to minimize damage, and that certainly would mean no looting. The most striking aspect, though, was the use of explosives. There were large holes in the walls of almost every home I visited. The soldiers didn't use the doors, they just blasted through the walls. When they got to the other side of a house, they'd blast through another one. I stood at one end of an alley, and you could see clear through living rooms and dining rooms almost to the other end of the street. It was a kind of interior highway. That way the troops didn't have to be exposed to Palestinian gunfire from the street.
Peter, there's been international criticism of the Israeli incursion. Are there any efforts within Israel to ease this tension?
Well, the harshest condemnations we've heard of this refugee camp operations came from Europe. France called the raids acts of war. There were statements from the EU and the United Nations calling for an immediate withdrawal by Israel. The Bush administration has urged Israel to show restraint, but has refused to condemn these operations, saying Israel has the right to defend itself. Here in the region, contacts between the Palestinians and Israelis were suspended by the Palestinians even before tonight's explosion in Jerusalem. So at the moment, both sides here are mourning their dead, not showing much interest in ceasefire talks.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Korva.